Sam Bennett on the ice leads the playoffs in goals with 14. Five straight games with a road goal. Connor McDavid on the ice. Time for the points lead and 18 points on home ice. Evan Bouchard has that skip by him and charging after it. Here's Rodriguez with a backhand to the side of the net. Evan Rodriguez out there along with Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk, who scored twice in game number four. Puck comes loose and it'll be a break. Cut it down. Open it up. And a long stop by Bobrovsky. Brown scored the opening goal.
The corner, Bennett loses it. But watch as this goes. Mikula just kind of got lost to the outside. Jones actually looked at his partner, said, what are you doing?
Second latest to tie a game in Stanley Cup playoff history. Only Corey Perry's was even deeper. Here's an Ekblad shot. Turned away. Marchand's got it. Wallman working against him as Marchand tried to come out in front. Off the Pickford with Lister reading on the doorstep. That one knocked down in front. And fired ahead at center. That gets past both McDavid and Nate Schmidt. Rosek lost it. Brown to the net. Bobrovsky down. The shot by McDavid. And awkwardly, Bobrovsky.
A couple of back-to-back shifts. And now on the forecheck, here's the drive to the net. No contact there, but you can see an awkward Bobrovsky kind of fell back to his right. He knew the puck was coming at the last second off the post, off the inside of his right pad, and then he closes that five.
Sends it ahead, Marchand, one down. Marchand again to the attack. Begin, and Pickard has that. And a little fly-by by Marchand. Guy Settle comes on. Back home. Bounce that back in. Plenty hot right to the net. Picked up by Perry. Back to the line. Head shot off the left pad of Bobrovsky through a screen. Game two, the first goal at 2:07. Game three at the 56-second mark. Game four, 11:40. And here's Marchand looking for the first goal. And he has it at 9:12. And once again, Florida strikes first.
Wow, what a series Marchand has had. And this is one that sometimes, you know, at center ice, opening dry, you've got the intensity. But the one guy who's moving the fastest is 63. He just pops right through the middle, gets inside position. Watch, he jumps around puck, holds him quickly. Ekholm takes one stride to the outside, and he never stopped his legs moving. And then, like Marchand can, pulls it to that left side and gets it up and over Calvin Pickard as he's sliding across.
Barkov, a cleaning faceoff win. There's a shot that Pickard will hold on to. The faceoff got it to Reinhart. Bad angle shot off target. Mikula holds it in on his offside. Plays it in behind the net. Reinhart in front. Verhaeghe stopped. That's a big save for Pickard. And now the Oilers out. Drysdale swings wide. Here's Drysdale. In deep. And off the side of the net. The fans here thought that was it.
The other end. Here's that tough angle shot by Drysdale off by
Wallman, lost it at center, and Lundell will play it back in. It'll get vacuumed up by Pickard, who wanted to play it, but has to get a whistle. There's Matthias Ekholm. He hands that to Bennett. Tkachuk is in. Matthew Tkachuk. Bennett scores! Sam Bennett has up Florida's lead, and now it's six straight games with a road goal for playoff Sam Bennett.
He's just been a killer, but it's managing the puck. A turnover while you're changing. Look at all the red, the blue sweaters on one side. A bit of a bad break as Wallman makes the block on Tkachuk, but it's Bennett who turns the puck over, that just kind of gets lost in the crowd, goes to the net, and that rebound is right on the doorstep. And another one, as Pickard expecting that shot to come through first, it goes through second.
Back up top, Nate Schmidt's got it. Five assists in the series, and the shot into the glove. First period of the last game, Corey Perry spoke up, thought his team was off, didn't have a lot of energy in the first period of game four. He's Bouchard, not in his wheelhouse. Ethan Hopkins, and that's a big one. Perry Jansen, he gets knocked out after Bobrovsky got a piece of that.
Dreisaitl, Nugent Hopkins sees the lane getting through a one hopper, and I thought Perry might have been able to bury this one. It hopped at the last second.
First goal of this final. Nugent Hopkins off Forsberg and a chance to clear. It stays in. Bouchard. Here's McDavid downhill, fired down and off the post.
As Bobrovsky was sliding, McDavid trying to be a little bit more aggressive with the shot.
Great. Again, Knorr on the drop. Skinner off the face-off win for the Oilers. And Skinner swinging it on goal. And Bobrovsky stopped that through the Henrik screen. And tripped up there, was trying to sell a call. Bids to the floor of the bench. Okay, call here. Drives on it. Sticking by Kulikov. And a chance for Bennett. Kicked away.
You've got a minute 40 that is your biggest kill of the season, and then you've got to bring some energy. You've got to find some life, and you've got to be able to attack.
Panthers have won 20 faceoffs. The Oilers now have won 20. On the Dreisaitl faceoff, win the list arena ahead. Here's Marchand back in with the move to the net. Scores! What a spectacular goal for Brad Marchand. He has done it again.
I'm going to use Kevin BX's wording that it was Marchand. How about the defensive zone? Who's there first? Nothing but continual puck move or leg movement. Jumps on the loose puck, creates a bad pass initially. Outside, inside, and that one slides right through. You know, he's just been a factor in this game. Wallman plays it a little casually, slaps the stick out of the way, and then puts it in the box.
And now McDavid back to Bouchard right on. The rebound all the way to McDavid. Knocked down there, Ekholm, Bouchard, McDavid, to the net, scores!
McDavid, well, Chris Knobloch used the word urgency in his presser about how they needed to play and how they played when they got down three. Got to get down three again, and the very next shift after getting scored on to make it 3-0, a couple of extra plays. McDavid gets knocked down by Reinhardt, but gets up quickly and gets the open ice. Great play by Bouchard again.
33rd point for McDavid that puts it back atop the scoring parade in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Here's the center pass. Reinhardt scores! Return fire from Sam Reinhardt to quiet things here at Rogers Place.
50-50 puck battles. You talk about a response. Their last three Stanley Cup finals. An opportunity to clear the puck. Perry loses the puck. Battle to Barkov. And then through a crowd, it's Reinhardt. I said before how Reinhardt had been quiet. There's your 50-50 puck battle won by the Panthers through two bodies there up and over the shoulder of Pickard.
Here's McDavid sending it in. Around it goes. Big hit there by Dreisaitl. Perry in front. Off the post. One more looker. Close call there. Off the post. Here's McDavid dashing in as Pickard goes back to the bench for the extra attacker. Fired back to the line off the stick to Dreisaitl. Nurse keeps it alive. Perry for Dreisaitl. Swung it in front. And it towards Wingskate. Perry scores! Corey Perry! As the old guys continue to hit the back of the net.
Continues to find a way. Gives the Oilers a little bit of life here. And something they weren't doing often enough. Look at Dreisaitl just throws it at the net. What happens? A rebound comes. And no hesitation by Perry. It's a long shot, but look at the front of the net.
Here's McDavid back to Bouchard. There's been some frenzied comebacks for the Oilers in these playoffs. This would be in the miraculous category. Chance in front. And flipped by Perry.
Just trying to buy himself a little time. Watch Perry. He knows he's in tight. Doesn't really have anywhere to go. Can you flip it off of Forsling?
And it's taken by Nugent Hopkins. Tries out of the distance. And Bobrovsky threw his body across to knock that down and into the empty net. And the Panthers have an empty netter to put this one away.
Well, how about Bobrovsky fighting through the traffic in front? Just focusing out, and then the battle in the corner, Ristorainen just throws it up. Two-goal cushion, not afraid.
And we'll meet once again on Tuesday with the cup in the building and the defending champions.